Shalom to all. Today's daf is Menachas Daf Samach. We are starting about a third of the way in at the brand new Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirmsar, Bas Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah. And we continue the theme from two Mishnahs ago. The Mishnah says, Yesh Tu'unas Hagasha Ve'ain Tu'unas Tunufa. There's some Menachas that require Hagasha, which is taking the Kali that the Menachas is in and bring it to the corner of the Mizbeach. So some require that, but do not require Tunufa, which is waving the Menachah about. There are those that require Hagasha U'Tunufa. And then there are some that Tunufa V'loy Hagasha, they only get waved about, but there's no Hagasha. And there's some that Loy Tunufa V'loy Hagasha, they don't require either Tunufa or Hagasha. Mishnah further explains, if Eilu Tunas Hagasha Ve'in Tunas Tunufa, these are the ones that require Hagasha, but no Tunufa. Minchas HaSoyles, V'Hamachvas, U'Marchashas, V'Chalois, V'Arakikin. These are the five that are known as Minchas Nedava, donated Mincha. These are all different ways of preparing them. Minchas Kaihanim, Mincha brought by Kaihanim, which is totally burned. Minchas Kain Mashiach, Mincha brought by the Kain Gadol every day. Minchas Nachrim, Mincha of non-Jews. Minchas Nashim, Mincha brought by women. Minchas Chayte, and Mincha brought by a sinner. He argues and says, Minchas Kehanu, Minchas Kehan Mashiach, and by an Agasha, Mincha brought by Kehanim, and brought by the Kohen Gadol every day, do not have Agasha, if you shein by an Kemitza. That's because they don't have a Kemitza taken out of them, they're totally burned. Choshein by an Kemitza, in by an Agasha, anything that doesn't have a Kemitza does not require Hagasha. And so over here in this Mishnah, as opposed to two Mishnahs ago, we only have an explanation of one of the categories mentioned in later Mishnahs. We're going to explain the other categories. And once again, the Gemara begins like it did, explaining two Mishnahs ago, Amar of Papa. Papa says, Kol Hechadit Nan, Eser Tanan. Anytime we have a list, it's mentioning 10, as in the 10 menachas that we listed in the first part of the Mishnah. And the question is, my Kamash Mlon, what's the chiddush over here? La Fugum Reb Shimon, to exclude Reb Shimon, to Amar, he says, Mechza Chalus, Mechza Rikikin, Yavi, that a person could bring half Chalus and half Rikikin, which are two different ways of making them, Kamash Mlon Deloy. The chiddush over here is, then no, it all has to be either Chalus or Rikikin. Says the Gemara Menon Emili, how do we know this? How do we know these require Hagasha Veloy Tanufa? And the answer is, Tanar Rabbanon, because we have a Braisa. Now it's just interesting to note that this Braisa is going to be from here all the way until the next Mishnah. There's going to be a number of pauses along the way to explain, to ask, and discuss, but really anytime the Gemara brings a Braisa, it's just a continuation of this one. It's instructive to read the entire pasuk that we're going to be quoting inside first, and then we'll understand the different bits and pieces that we're going to be quoting of it. Regarding Mincha, in particular Minchas Marcheshes, the pasuk tells us, Ve'vesas ha-mincha asher ye'asa me'ela la'ashem ve'kriva al-akayin ve'gisha al-mizbeach. Now the Braisa tells us, Ilu Nemar, if the pasuk would have just said, Ve'vesa asher ye'asa me'ela la'ashem ve'kriva al-akayin ve'gisha, so in Yisrael, I would have said, Ein li sheton hagasha elokayim solvad. The only thing that requires hagasha, which again is bringing it close to the Mizbeach, is only the kaimetz, because the pasuk says, Asher yasa me'ela la Hashem. And what's brought for Hashem, that's the kaimetz. Mincha minayin, how do I know that the entire mincha requires hagasha? Tamlam, because the pasuk says, Mincha. As we had quoted the whole pasuk, Ve'vesa esa mincha. Now we added another mincha here, Mincha schayte minayin. How do we know that Mincha schayte requires hagasha? Tamlam, because the pasuk says, Es ha mincha. And the extra es ha is telling us this. It really could just say, Mincha, Ve'vesa mincha. And the es ha mincha tells us even Minchas Chayte. And we further explain, Vidinhu, really logically, you might have thought not to have to have a pasuk. Why is that? Because Nemar, Havei, that's a proper girsa, it says to bring, as in Vehevesa, Samachal Mbez on the top, and that's stated by Minchas Chayva, which is another way of saying the Minchas Chayte, and Vinemar, Havei, Minchas Dava, it says the word to bring by Minchas Dava, and by Minchas Dava to an Agasha, just like Minchas Dava requires Agasha, Af Minchas Chayva to an Agasha, so to Minchas Chayva, Minchas Chayte also requires Agasha. However, it's not really the best comparison because we could always say that Mala Minchas Dava came to Shemun Levayna. Minchas Dava requires Shemun Levayna, whereas Minchas Chayte does not require Shemun Levayna, as we know from the previous Gemara. Suggests the Gemara fine. So Minchas Chayte Techiach. Minchas Chayte will prove that it doesn't make a difference, that even though it doesn't require Levayna or Shemun, still requires Hagasha, and so maybe Minchas Chayte as well. So we explain, no, because Mala Minchas Chayte Shekein Tuna Tanufa. Minchas Chayte does require Tanufa, does require being waved about, as opposed to Minchas Chayte, which does not. So fine. Minchas Dava Techiach. Minchas Dava should prove that it doesn't make a difference, that even though it doesn't require Tanufa, it still requires Hagasha. Of Chazar Adin, and it's circular. It's not like that one. That one's not like this one. That's our Shav Shabahen. What's the common denominator between Michas Dava and Saita? Sheshavul Kmitza, Veshavul Agasha. They both require Kmitza and Agasha. Afani Avi Michas Chayte. I'll bring Michas Chayte into the discussion as well. Sheshavul Hen Lakmitza. It is similar to them that it requires Kmitza. So therefore, Tishvul and Agasha, let's say that it also requires Hagasha. So once again, what do we need the Pasuk for? Rashi says no, because Malat Shav Shabahen, this Tashav between Michas Dava and Saita is still unique. Shekain Hochshu Lavi Ba'ashar Kibaani. They are the same exact thing. No matter if the person is wealthy or poor, the same mincha is brought. Torah minchas chayte. We're going to say the same applies to mincha v'chayte. Shloach shu lavi ba'ashir kebaani. The same thing is not brought by ashir and ani. This refers to carbon oil of yored. That really, depending on how much money a person has, depends on what he brings. So it's only if he's very poor is he going to bring a mincha. But if he's wealthy or he's not, so if we're actually not able to bring minchas chayte into the discussion, therefore Tam Levin, so the pasuk says es ha mincha, and it's only with this that we're able to say the minchas chayte requires hagasha. The Raza continues. Reb Shimon says that when the pasuk tells us Vehivesa in regards to Minchas Dava. That's the Rabbis Minchas Omer Lagasha. That's coming to include Minchas Omer needs Hagasha. And Vehinu Omer, the Pasuk by Omer itself, tells us Vehivesem as Omer Rishis Ketzirch Chamel HaKayin. And so we have the word Vehivesa and Vehivesem as we see that comparison. Furthermore, says Rabbi Shimon, the Pasuk tells us Vehkriva, and he shall be Makrovit. It's not talking about on the Mizbech, it's referring to giving it to the Kayin. Lurabbis Minchas Saitel Hagasha. This is coming to include that Minchav Saita requires Hagasha. And Vehinu Omer also says Vehikriv Oisael Mizbeach. And that Pasuk is said by Minchas Saita. So we once again see these words, Vehikriva, Vehikriv. And so that's how we're able to have this limud. So we further discuss Sheetz Rabbi Shimon, Vedinhu. Really, this should be logical, and we shouldn't have to need a Pasuk. Why? Because Uma Minchas Chayte She'ina Tu'una Tunufa, Tu'una Hagasha, just like Minchas Chayte, does not need Tunufa, but it does require Hagasha. Minchas Saita She'tu'una Tunufa, in addition to Hagasha, Minchas Saita, it does need Tunufa. Shouldn't we say for sure it needs Hagasha? Says Brysa, no. Mal Minchas Chayte She'kin Ba'chiten. Minchas Chayte is made out of wheat, as opposed to Minchas Saita is from barley, so we can't compare them. Says Brysa, fine. Minchas Omer Techiach. Minchas Omer should prove that doesn't make a difference, because Minchas Omer is from barley and also requires Hagasha. So we should say the same by Minchas Saita. Says Brysa, no. Mal Minchas Omer She'kin Tu'una Shemen Ulvaina. Minchas Omer needs Shemen Ulvaina, whereas Minchas Saita does not. Says Brysa, Minchas Chayte Techiach. Fine. Minchas Chayte should prove that doesn't make a difference, that even though it does not require Shemen Ulvaina, it still needs Hagasha. And circular, it's not like that, that's not like this. But Atah Shavah Shabahen, what's the common denominator between Minchas Chayte and Omer? Sheshavul Kmitza v'shavul Hagasha, they both require Kmitza and Hagasha. So Tafani Avim Minchas Chayte, bring the Minchas Chayte, Sheshavul and the Kmitza, it's the same with them that requires Kmitza, so Teshvul and Hagasha. Equated as well, regarding Hagasha, the Minchas Chayte should need Hagasha. What do we need a Pasuk for? So the Brisa says no, because Ma Atah Shavah Shabahen, the Atah Shavah between Minchas Chayte and Omer is Shekin Loy Hochshu Lava Kemach. They're not able to be brought as Kemach. Kemach is basically coarse flour. Neither Minchas Chayte or Omer are allowed to be coarse flour. They have to be very refined. Whereas time for Minchas Saita, are we going to say the same applies by Saita? Shehochshu lavai kamach. It is brought as kamach. It's just simply ground up and that's it. And it's not sifted into fine flour. And since we do not have a din, we can't bring this based off of logic. Tamal Omer, that's why we have to have a pasuk. It says vehi kriva, and that includes Minchas Saita for Hagasha. Now the Brisa brings a third shita, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says vehi vesa. What does this teach us? L'rabbis Minchas Saita l'Hagasha. This is coming to include that the Minchas Saita requires Hagasha, and Minchenu Omer, the Pasuk also by Minchas Saita says, Vehevi as Karbono Aleha. So we have this Lashon of Vehevi and Vehevesa. Says the Gemara, this is not the Brisa, this is the Gemara, Avo Minchas Omer, Leitzri Chakra. Seems to be according to Rabbi Yehuda, Minchas Omer does not require a Pasuk telling us that it has Hagasha. My time of why is that? Because Medina Ka'asya, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, could be learned from a din from Kavach Chaimer. What is that? Uma Minchas Chayta Shina Tu'una Tanufa, Tu'una Hagasha, Minchas Chayte doesn't need Tanufa, but it does require Hagasha. Minchas Omer Shetu'una Tanufa, in addition to Hagasha, Minchas Omer that needs Tanufa, shouldn't we say for sure that it needs Hagasha? Now we're going to ask on this, that Mahal Minchas Chayte Shekin Ba'achitin, Minchas Chayte is brought from wheat, as opposed to Minchas Omer is brought from barley. Says the Gemara, no, Minchas Chayte Techiach. Minchas Chayte will prove that doesn't make a difference, that even though it's made of barley, still it requires Hagasha. Says the Gemara, no, that's not good, because Mahal Minchas Chayte Shekin Ba'alvar Avain, Demas Karas Avain He. Minchas Chayte is different because it's coming to clarify a sin. It's coming to check whether or not this woman actually did an Avera, and so it's totally different. Answers the Gemara, that doesn't make a difference. Minchas Chayte Techiach. The Minchas Chayte will prove that doesn't make a difference, that even though it's not coming Levarer Avain, still it requires Hagasha. V'chazer Din, and it's circular. It's not like that. That's not like this. Hatarashav Shabahen. What's the common denominator between them? Shekin Shavu Lukmitza V'shavu Lagasha. They're equal in regards to Kmitza and Hagasha. Afani Avi Minchas Omer. I'll bring Minchas Omer into this. Sheshav Salon Lukmitza. It's similar to them that it requires Kmitza. So Tishvil and Lagasha. It should also require Hagasha. And Umay Parchaz, what type of question are you going to ask? There's no question that you can ask on this. And that's how Rabbi Yehuda learns that Minchas Omer requires Hagasha based off this Kal Chomer, so he doesn't need a Pasuk. So the question is, what does Rabbi Shimon do with this? So Rabbi Shimon, Parachachi, Rabbi Shimon, he would ask the following question. Mal Atzad HaShavah Shabahen, Shekin Mitzuyin. What about the Atzad HaShavah of Minchas Chayte and Saita? They're both Matzui, which means they could be brought anytime we have this situation of either a Saita or a Chayte, as opposed to Omer, which is only brought once a year. That's not called Matzui, and therefore we're not able to compare them. Now Rabbi Yehuda, he would respond to that by saying, Adraba, it's actually the opposite. Ha, Mitzuy Tvei. Minchas Omer is much more Matzui. Why is that? Because Hanach Zimnud L'Mishkachas L'Klal, these a Minchas Chayte or Saita sometimes won't ever be there. It could be if everyone's tzaddikim, there's not going to be a Minchas Chayte, and if all women behave themselves, then there's not going to be a Minchas Saita either, as opposed to an Omer, which we know is brought every single year, no matter what. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a problem with Rabbi Shimon's question. Now we go back to the Braiso, which continues discussing this. Here it presents a different side to the coin. Maybe when the Pasuk says Vehivesa, it's only teaching us the following. That an individual is able to donate another mincha besides for these these other ones that are mentioned. As we had in our Mishnah, we had mentioned five different Minchas Nedava. So it could be, suggests the Braisa now, that the word Vehevesa is simply telling us that a person could donate another type of Mincha, namely a Mincha made out of barley, as opposed to these other five Minchas we mentioned in the Mishnah, which are all made out of wheat. And the reason why I would say this is because Vidinu, actually, it's logical. It's a Kav Chaymer. Tzibur may be Mincha Min HaChitim Chayva, may be Mincha Min HaSa'arim Chayva. The Tzibur, as a whole, brings a Mincha from Chitim, which is a Chayv, that's a Shtei Alechem, and also brings a Mincha from Sa'arim, from barley, which is a Chayv, that's the Aymer. Sav Yachid, she may be Mincha Min HaChitim Dava, an individual who's able to bring his own donated Mincha from wheat, Yavi Mincha Min HaSa'arim Nedava. He should be able to bring a Mincha from Sa'arim, from barley, just as a donation. Tamalim, so that's what the Pasuk says. Eile, these. Ainli Ela Eile, I only know these are allowed to be brought, meaning only these Menachas that are made out of Chitim, not out of Sa'arim, not barley, and therefore the word of Hevesa is not teaching us that a Minchas Nedava could be brought from barley. But now the Braisa asks on this, Ay Eino Omer Eile, maybe when the Pasuk says Eile, it's come to tell us, El Omer Harelai Mincha, regarding a person who says, I'm going to bring a Mincha, she maybe Chamishtan, then we have to bring all five of these Menachas that we mentioned, not that he could bring one of the five Minchas Nedava, he would have to bring all five of them. So to answer that, the Braisa tells us that no Tam Lomer, the Pasuk says, May Eile, from these, Ratz Achas maybe, Ratz Chamishtan maybe, if he wants to bring just one of the five, he could, or if he wants to bring all five, he could, but he doesn't have to bring all five. The Braisa continues discussing Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon says, Es HaMincha, what's it going to teach us, Rav Shimon Menachas, to include other Menachas, Kigun, for example, Menachas Nachrim, Menachas Nashim, L'Hagasha, the Mincha of an Anjou, or of a woman, that they require Hagasha to the Mizbeach. Now, Yachol, I might think, Shani Marba Af Shtei Alechem Lechem Apanim, they're going to also include the Shtei Alechem and Lechem Apanim, that those require Hagasha as well. And to this, we say, Tam Olam, that no, the Pasuk says, May Eilef, from these, that only some of them are included in Hagasha, not all of them, so it excludes Shtei Alechem Lechem Apanim. So obviously, the question is, Umar Isla Rav Shar Menachas, Lahis Shtei Alechem Lechem Apanim, why is it seeming to you to include other Menachas and to exclude Shtei Alechem Lechem Apanim? Why not the other way around? And the answer is, Marba Nishar Menachas, Shesh Men Leishim, I include other Menachas in Hagasha because some of that Mincha is put on the fire, that's the Kaimetz, Umaitani Shtei Alechem Lechem Apanim, but I exclude Shtei Alechem Lechem Apanim, Shein Men Leishim, none of it's put on the fire. So now the Braisa asks if that's really true, but Loi Menachas Sachim Kul Leishim, Yachol Yehetu in Hagasha, Menachas Sachim, that's totally burned on the fire, so it should require Hagasha because you just said that the reason why we're excluding Shtei Alechem Lechem Apanim is because none of it's put on the fire, while Menachas Sachim is put on the fire, so it should require Hagasha. The answer to that is that Tam Olam, the Pasuk says, Vehikriva, and that's coming to exclude Menachas Sachim. As the Gemara of Vahapikse, he already used it. Reb Shimon already used the word Vehikriva to say that Menachas Saita needs Hagasha. So how could he now use this word to say that Menachas Sachim does not need Hagasha? The answer is Vehikriv, Vehikriva. It could have just said Vehikriv, but instead it says Vehikriva. So that's how we could learn this new Drasha. Brasa continues, Mari Isal Rabbi Shar Menachas, Luhatsi Menachas Sachim. So why is it seeming to you to include other Menachas in Hagasha and to exclude Menachas Sachim? And the answer is Samachal from Ralph on the top. Mari Nishar Menachas, include other Menachas, Shabbaz Begal Atman. That's because they come on their own. They're not connected to any other carbon. Whereas Umayt Zani Mechaz Sachim, I exclude Mechaz Sachim, She'en Abba Begal Atma. It doesn't come because of itself. It's always connected to another carbon. Razak is asking if that's really true. Valle Mechaz Kayanim Mechaz Kayan Mashiach, Baz Begal Atman, Mechaz Kayanim, which is just a Mechaz that a Kayan is bringing, and Mechaz Kayan Mashiach as well. That's a Mechaz the Kayan Gadol. They're coming because of their own. They're not connected to anything. So therefore, Yachal Yehutunas Hagasha, you might think that they require Hagasha. Tam Lamer to that, the Pasuk says, Vihi Gisha. And that excludes Mechaz Kayanim and Kayan Mashiach. As the Gemara Hayim Bailei Legufa, that was needed for it itself. Shetu'una Hagasha, telling us that a Mincha needs Hagasha. So how can you now say that it's excluding Minchas Kehanim and Kohen Mashiach? The answer is Min Vehigish Vehigisha. It could have just said Vehigish, but instead it says Vehigisha, and that's how we learn it. Once again, the Braisa says, Umaru Isa L'Rabbis Shah Menachas, Lohaitzi Minchas Kehanim and Minchas Kohen Mashiach. So why is it that you're including other Menachas and excluding Minchas Kehanim and Kohen Mashiach from Hagasha? The answer is Marbani Shah Menachas, I include other Menachas, Shesh Mehel Ishim, because some of it's put on the fire, Ubaz Begal Atzman, and they're coming because of themselves, they're not connected to anything. And some of it is given to a kain, whereas umaitziyani shtei alechem lechem upon him, I exclude shtei alechem lechem upon him, she'ein mehen le'ishim, none of it is put on the fire of the mizbeach, and umichas asachim, I exclude umichas asachim, she'ein abba begal atzma, it doesn't come because of itself, it's connected to another carbon, and umichas kain mashiach, I exclude umichas kehanim, kain mashiach, she'ein mehen le'kehanim, because none of it is given to kehanim, all of it is burned on the mizbeach. The Bas includes by saying, when the Pasuk tells us, veheirim, this is in Parshas Vayikra, which literally means he shall lift, or he shall separate, that's referring to the Kaimetz. Now what we're learning from here, Yachol Bekli, you might think the Kaimetz is separated with a Kli, Tam Olam, that's why the Pasuk says, this is in Parshas Tzav, Vehirim Menu Bikum Tzai, he shall remove from it with his Kaimetz, that means he's taking it with his hand and not with a Kli, and so I say, Maharama Merla Alam Bikum Tzai, just like that Harama that was mentioned in Parshas Tzav, that we just quoted, is referring to his Kaimetz, the Kayan's hand, Av Harama Amr Khan, so to the Harama that's said over here in Parshas Vayikra, Bikum Tzai, that's with his Kaimetz, with his hand, and not not with a kli. And with this, we conclude not only the Braisa, but also the Gemara for today. We're going to stop it for now, pick up tomorrow with the Mishnah, continue to discuss our Mishnah from this daf, explaining the different types of menachas that require maybe two for, maybe agasha, maybe both, maybe none. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.